There's a chair over there that Teddy's sitting on. Is that always been there?
No.
No. Why is it clear over there? That chair reminds me of something. Oh, sit still. Sit still. That reminds me of a timeout chair. What is a timeout chair? Does anybody know?
Timeout.
Yeah, when you're in a timeout, you sit there, huh? And you go, shh. When I was Teddy's age, my dad would say, go to your room. Why would he do that? What's anybody know what a timeout chair is for? You sit there to be quiet. Why? Yeah, you want to come over here?
Yeah.
All right, come on over. Anybody know what those are for? Maybe we do something wrong, or maybe we say something wrong, so we get a timeout to go sit and think about it. When my dad would send me to my room, he wouldn't just send me to room my room. He'd say, you go to your room and you think about it. In the Bible reading today, it's a little different. The disciples, they came back to see Jesus and they had been busy. And he said, you know what? Sit down, please. You guys need a timeout.
Right.
But not because they'd done anything wrong, but because they were tired. They were tuckered out. He said, let's go someplace far away by ourselves. Maybe they needed to spend some time with Jesus, some quiet time. Maybe they needed to pray. Maybe they just wanted to listen to him and talk to him. Good job. You're bringing it right in the middle. What? It's almost like you knew what we were doing. Good job. They knew that they needed to be close to Jesus, so he was helping them to do that. This is like a timeout. But you know, it didn't work out that way. As they were going to rest, everybody knew where they were going, and they followed him. And they came, and they were going to be just as busy as before. And Jesus had to make a choice. Jesus, yeah, well, he... That's right, that's what they're for. He had a choice. He could either go to a different place and be quiet, or he could help the people. What do you think he did? He helped the people. That's what he does, isn't it? Yeah, good job. He always,
yeah.
Well, he didn't have to do that because he loves us very much. He took the spanking for us. It's called dying on a cross. Does he love us a lot, a lot, a lot? Did you know? So, here's the big part. Here's the important part. Is it good for us to be alone sometimes to talk to him? It is. Sometimes we can be by ourselves. And we can tell him how our day went. We can tell him everything. Does he listen? He does listen. Should we talk to him now? Let's do that. Lord, we thank you so much that these kids are here. We thank you that you love them very much and that you died on a cross for them. Lord, we thank you that they know you, that they know that you love them that much, but especially that you do love them. Lord, as they grow bigger and taller, help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. And we pray these things in Jesus' name.